went in. And Shmuel lo yayil kaim made the Rav Asi. Shmuel didn't want to go in before Rav Asi went in. And Rav Asi lo yayil kaim made the Rav. Rav Asi didn't want to go in before Rav went in. So kids, all three of them were outside the door arguing in who should go in first, who should go in last. So Amri, they said between the three of them, Ma Nisrach, who should go in last? So they said, Nisrach Shmuel. Let Shmuel stay out, let Shmuel go in last. V'neisi Rav Rav Asi. And Rav Rav Asi were going together. Because really Shmuel was the youngest. That's where he stood out, he went in last. Now, for the Mar of Nisrach Rav, how come Rav didn't go in last? Oy Rav Asi. So Mar says like this, that really Rav Milsa Biyamu the Ovel and Shmuel. That really Rav, when he first said, I don't want to go in, he was just trying to act nice to Shmuel. Because really Shmuel, Rashi says, was Kotan Shevakulam Hoya. Really Shmuel was the youngest. So therefore really it was fitting that Shmuel should go in last. And that's why he went in last. Because at the beginning Rav wanted to act nice to Shmuel, the Gemara says, Mishum Duhu Maisad Lataya. Because it once happened a story that Rav gave a curse by mistake to Shmuel. Rashi says, Maisel Taila Shmuel Bishwana Shuras. Gemara on Shabbos, that he by mistake he gave a curse to Shmuel. So because of that, Rav wanted to act nice to him now. But really it was only fitting that Shmuel should go in last because he was the youngest. So Gemara says, Adavru Rav Olei. So they were talking about this. Rashi Atinu Olei Linoi by cover, that they want to give respect one to the other. Adahochi V'yoch, in the meantime, while the three of them were arguing outside, should we go into the Shalom Zochranat? Is also Shunru, a cat came. He snipped off the hand of the kid. So the cat was running outside now with the kids, a hand. Is there a So Norfolk Rav went out when he saw the smice of a door. She made a drush like this. Chotel, a cat. Motel a horga. You're allowed to kill a cat if you see it. Viyosel a kaimer. You're not allowed to keep a cat in your house. Viyayim by mishum gezli. If you go steal it from somebody, there's no way to gezli. You're not allowed to own it. Viyayim by mishum ashavas aveid labailim. If somebody loses his cat, he's not supposed to return it to the Bible. There's no mitzvah of Shavuot Aveda. His Rav got very angry at cats. He saw the way a cat came out with a kid's arm, so he told this halacha, we have to kill them. You're allowed to kill them now. What does Rav say so many things here? The kivon diamater mutal horgoy, since you say you're allowed to kill it, my niyosu aslakaim, what do you got to tell me you're allowed to keep? You're not allowed to keep it. So Mar says, Poshit, Madre, I would have thought to say, Mutal Horgoy. That's all the message means to say. If you want, you're allowed to kill a cat. But he's Sura Lekka. But maybe there's no issue in keeping him. Kamash will know that you're not allowed to keep him either. Amri was said, V'chivon di Amrit, Ein by Mishum Gezel. Since he says somebody steals it, there's no issue in Gezel. If so, Mani Yusu, Ein by Mishum Hashem Zaveda. Lebailim, what do you have to tell me? There's no mitzvah to return to the Bailim, Shita. Like the Bailim doesn't own it. Amar Ravina Li Oroi, the Chiddush is for the skin. Let's say you found a dead cat. And the question is, you have to return the skin of the cat to the owner. That's the shayla. If there are mitzvahs, hashavas aveda, a dead cat, you find a dead cat in the street, and he has his thing there saying, I belong to so-and-so, you have to return him. So Rav says, no, you don't have to return him anymore. Though there's no mitzvahs, hashavas aveda, upon a dead cat. Meisrei avakasha. Says, Oshima men alazu reina, megadlin klovim koifrim, you're allowed to raise these village dogs, vechasulim, and cats, the kupa and monkeys, the chuldas anoyim, the first type of creature, chuldas anoyim, let her raise. Mevnei shasul anakwas abayis, these things are made to clean out the house. So you are allowed to raise a cat. And here Rav says it's also to raise a cat. So Mersa Lakash, there's no stira. Ho the uchma ho the chiyurai. A black one is okay, but a white one is dangerous. Rashi says, chiyura mu'ed lahazik odim. A white cat is a dangerous cat. You're supposed to kill him, and don't hold him, but don't hold on to him. But this Meister Rav saw this black cat coming out with the kid's hand. Because even a black cat is also dangerous. And the Gemara knows, Uchma Bar Chiyur Hevi. He was a black one, but his mother was a white one. So therefore, he's still a Mazik. For the Gemara knows, for me, boy, Le Ravina, really asked this for a question. The boy Ravina has a Shaila. Uchma Bar Chiyur, you have a black cat now that came from a mama that was a white one. So Ma, what's the locha? Are you allowed to use them or not? So here we're saying it's also. The Mar says no. King the boy the Ravina, what the Ravina have a Shiloh? The Uchma Bach Yura Bar Uchma. That the middle one was not normal. It's a black cat now that its mother was a white one, but its mother was a black one. So therefore it's okay. But Maisa the Rav was Biyuchma Bachiura Bachiura Heve. Here was a black cat that came from a white one, it came from a white one. So there the pshat is, really it's a white cat. Therefore it's a dangerous one, it's a killer, and you have to kill him first. You're supposed to get rid of him. Omer Rav Acha Bar Papa. Mishum Rav Abba Bar Papa. Mishum Rav Ada Bar Papa. The Yarmulan, some say no, it's like this. That Omer Rav Abba Bar Papa. Mishum Rav Chia Bar Papa. Mishum Rav Acha Bar Papa. The Yarmulan, some say no, it's like this. The Yarmulan, that Omer Rav Abba Bar Papa. Mishum Rav Acha Bar Papa. Mishum Rav Chia Bar Papa. That Masriya Malachichuch B'Shabbos. You're allowed to raise, make a big tumult in shul if there's a plague going on, an itch. If an itch is going around town, Rashi says like this. Rashi says, Masriya means betzibur. Uve tchino, uve shofres, uve chasoyse, uve sesatainis. And the word of Tainis says, when a big tsar comes upon the city, you're allowed to mamish, like, make big kailas there, with shofres and chasoyse, even on Shabbos. Now, Chichu Rashi says, shchin. It's a pipe of boil. It makes you itch, makes you want to scratch. So if it is a big sorrow, it's allowed to be masrin even on Shabbos. Videlis hananeles, a door that was closed, you should not live in Mehera Tiftach. It won't open up so fast anymore. We'll still see what that means. If you once had good luck, now you have bad luck, then won't get it back so fast. Rashi, Videlis hananeles, Rashi says, al odom miyos matliach. If the door is closed on you, it means your tzlach is going away, you're not doing so good a business anymore. It's live in Mehera Tiposach. You won't get good so fast. Rashi is nafkamina, liyafushia brachra. Nafkamina is you have to daven very hard now. Don't think to say, I'm just doing bad now for one day, but tomorrow I'll make it up. Shnov, the mazda goes down, you have to be misfollowed to Hashem a lot for it. Alright, turn over. Da lokeyach bayis, Beretz Yisrael, somebody buys a house in Beretz Yisrael. You can write a star on it even on Shabbos. If you buy a house from a guy, and there it's so even on Shabbos, you're allowed to write up the star. We'll soon see. Basically, have a kasha. It says you have a sharp peronius. All other type of plagues. Hamas rakshas that come aboy salatibor could go in chichuch, of itch, or the boil. Or else chagav, locusts. Or else zavuv, for insects. Tira, hornets. The yatush. The shiluach, the choshim, and the snakes come, the akrovim, scorpions. You don't now let him make a masrim. But you're not allowed to blow the shofars and the chasoyitzrois. Elatzoykin, you're only allowed to daven, that's all. And here we're saying now, for this chichuch, you're allowed to be masrim. Lekasha, kan blak, kan b'yovish. One is white, one is wet, and one is dry. Dry is much worse, then you're allowed to even be masrim. The Yom Rebishur Malevi, Shchin Shevekosh Bochal Mitzriyim, Lach Mimachutz, V'yomish Mimifnim. It was wet outside, but dry inside. Shinemar, V'yishchin Abavuas, Parech Bodem, V'yom Behema. Therefore, that's a dangerous one. Then you'll have even Masriya on Shabbos. Now, Videlis, and there was a door that's closed. Lev Meherat Yiposach, it won't open up so easily. Mahi, what does that mean? Mazut Ram Masmicha. Means if somebody went to get Smicha, and he flunked his test. He didn't get Smicha, so he's not going to get it so easy. He's not going to come back again so fast. Rav Ashi Yoma Kola Marian Loi. Somebody has a bad mazel now, something's going bad for you. Lev Meherat Mativin Loi. It doesn't change over so fast. So Rashi said the nafkamina is you have to know you better start davening hard. Rav Acha midifto Amar liyolam emativin loy. No, you'll never become good for you anymore. But the more v'loy, it's not v'loy. It's not true. Rav Acha midifto milsa nashu diyom. Just saying over what happened to him. Mashmi once had a bad mazel and stayed with him. But normal, it's possible the bad mazel will go away. Now v'lokeich by his beras Yisrael koysu nolovay noafilu b'shabbes. For the Gemara of Shabbos, how could you write a star on Shabbos and this is the Raisa? Ela rather the Yomer Rav Hosam, the Raim Lachri B'Yoseh. The Lachri is allowed to tell a guy to do it for you. So Achinami, Raim Lachri B'Yoseh, allowed to tell a guy to write up the star Mechira for you on Shabbos. The Chiddush is V'Yaf Agav the Amil Lachri Shmosi. Even though write tell a guy to do something for you on Shabbos is awesome with the Rabbonin, so it's also tell a guy to write up a star Mechira for you. But Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael goes to the Rabbonin. Here we're talking about you're buying this field off a guy. So you want to make sure the goy doesn't go back on it, and it's a mitzvah, yishuv Eretz Yisrael, to take away the property from the goyim, therefore you're allowed to have the shtar written up even on the Shabbos. Through a goy. Amar Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yenison, Halakeich ir of Eretz Yisrael, somebody buys the whole city in Eretz Yisrael, kaifin ois alikach lo derech,
You also have to buy the roads to come into the city. Me'abaru chaser, or all four sides around it. Mishum yishuv Eretz Yisrael, to make a yishuv, people should be able to go through the city in Eretz Yisrael. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a good yishuv for Eretz Yisrael.
Now, the Gemara we had before about the cat, Lamaisa has brought down the locho, the lav dafka about a black cat or a white cat, but Lamaisa, if you have a cat that's bit, it does damage, like a case where a cat here where ate the arm of the kid, so that's the locho that you allowed to kill the cat. There's no mitzvah to return it to the bailin, there's no mitzvah to hashover on it. But mashmoni, if the cat's a wild cat, that the cat does damage. But on a tame cat, that the cat does not do damage, then you do not have to kill it, and then mashmi, you would be able to raise it. Now, the same halacha is also brought down about a dog, that the Merav HaPaskin said, also legaba kill of ra, you're not allowed to raise a bear dog, elim kemu osor, bishalshelah shobaz, unless you tie it up with metal chains. But if you need it to protect you, if you live in a city that's near the borders, then you're allowed to, that you're supposed to keep it tied up by day and nighttime, let it go. But lemaisa, it depends. If the dog is a wild dog, a dog that can harm people, then the churitz also. However, the dog is not a harmful dog, then mashmeh would be muta. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding daf pay aleph really. That's the bottom Gemara just says again. Tana Rabbanan from Pei Aleph Beis. Tana Rabbanan Asara Tanoim Hisna Yeshua. Yeshua made 10 Tanoim when they first came.